USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden will not try to block some Trump administration documents that a House panel is seeking in the Capitol riot investigation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There's nothing political about working to ensure that the events of January 6th never happen again. It shouldn't be a Democratic thing, a Republican thing, an independent thing, a political thing at all. This should be a shared goal, and a key part of that, in our view, is ensuring that the Select Committee has the information it needs to ensure accountability for these events.
Former President Trump is expected to go to court as part of his efforts to block the records and documents from the House Committee. A jury in Boston has convicted two fathers in the college admissions cheating scandal. Police say John Wilson and Kamal Abdul-Aziz used fraud and bribery to get their kids into the University of Southern California with bogus athletic scholarships. This is USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were approved, by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
The jobs report was lower than expected, marking the second straight month that the figure was far below the expectations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The economy only adding around 194,000 jobs last month. That was down from the previous month's upwardly revised total of 366,000. And it was well below the estimates from analysts beforehand of 475,000 new jobs, again, under 200,000 created. And President Biden was trying to put a positive spin on things.
In just 8 months since I became president, in the midst of a grave public health and economic crisis, unemployment rate is now down below 5% at 4.8%.
But many Republicans are hammering that low jobs creation number. North Carolina Congresswoman Virginia Fox tweets, Joe Biden's economic crisis is on full display. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Police reform in Chicago has been promised, but efforts seem to be slow in the making. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
Maggie Hickey, a police watchdog and independent monitor, says she's encouraged by the Chicago Police Department's most recent efforts at reform, though she noted in a report released Friday that just over half of about 500 reforms required under a federal consent decree have been carried out, even partially. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown discusses some of the department's reform efforts, Brown going over some of the steps that have been used to reform the police in Chicago.
Revising Chicago Police Department's suite of use of force policies multiple times based on extensive dialogue with the community. 2, increasing the number of mandatory annual training hours from in-service officers from 0 prior to the consent decree to now 40 hours.
President Biden has restored lands in 3 national monuments. All 3 were rolled back by former President Trump. He signed proclamations securing the new protections during a ceremony which included Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, lawmakers, and dozens of tribal leaders. The orders restore and even add land to the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalate Mountains in Utah and Northeast Canyons and Seamounts National Monument in New England. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.